Welcome to the NewsRamp Education Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, September 24th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of education news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Buy the September dip, 8 ASX stocks to buy. The Australian stock market is currently experiencing a seasonal pullback, prompting investors to consider whether it's a buying opportunity or the start of something bigger. Wealth Within analysts note that healthy pullbacks of 8 to 14% are normal, with the depth of this correction impacting the strength and duration of the next bull run. Rather than panic, pullbacks should be viewed as opportunities to prepare for the next round of gains. Wealth Within offers trading courses to help traders navigate market fluctuations. Some ASX stocks to watch include AMP Limited, Woodside Energy, Pilbara Minerals, and Fortescue Metals. Beyond stock picks, Wealth Within emphasizes the importance of building trading confidence through structured systems and education. By learning to read price trends, recognize patterns, apply risk management strategies, and control emotions, investors can position themselves for success in uncertain markets. Achievement Centers for Children and Families launches Fall in Love with Literacy campaign to inspire young readers. The Achievement Centers for Children and Families has launched its Fall in Love with Literacy campaign, a heartwarming initiative designed to foster a love of reading among the community's youngest learners while building meaningful connections with local leaders. This fall-themed campaign invites dignitaries, educators, and community champions to spend 30 minutes reading to children in the center's early learning classrooms. Guests are encouraged to bring a favorite book or choose from a curated selection of age-appropriate titles available on-site. After the story time session with toddlers and preschoolers, guests are invited to take an optional tour of the nationally accredited facility. CEO Stephanie Seibel emphasizes that this initiative is about more than reading. It's about connection, community, and planting the seeds of literacy. Palm Beach County School Board member Erica Whitfield is among the first to join the effort, with additional visits being scheduled throughout the fall. For more information or to schedule a visit, contact Brandy Miller at 561-870-3942.
Fulbright Canada and members announced strategic collaboration to revolutionize mental health solutions. Fulbright Canada and members Software Inc. have announced a strategic collaboration to revolutionize mental health solutions. The organizations will work together to address the mental health crisis on college campuses and develop improved treatment protocols. Memoirs, led by digital innovation leader Richard Zwicky, has created Sparks, a platform that uses AI to deliver tailored therapeutic content based on emotional analysis. This partnership aims to make mental health care more personalized and accessible, combining academic research with technological innovation to transform the delivery of mental health services.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Education Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24/7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.